98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Dan Lenz is a lifelong resident of Oshkosh. He said he has seen an unnecessary increase in bureaucracy and regulations in the city over the years, so he's running for Common Council in this spring ballot.
Whether I win or lose in this election, I'm still going to be active in trying to get council to start minimizing the regulations that are placed on people's properties.
Lenz cites communication and responsiveness to city residents as the primary issues facing Oshkosh city government right now. As for the people of Oshkosh, Lenz says he thinks they're concerned about crime. He also pointed to housing affordability.
Young people have a problem affording housing. I know people right now that are paying more for rent than I pay for my mortgage.
Lenz said one reason that housing affordability is a problem in Oshkosh is all of the red tape and regulations developers and property owners face in the city.
I know of contractors who dread the thought of taking a job in Oshkosh.
Shrinking city government is Lenz's solution to reduce the tax levy and lower property taxes for city residents.
So what has happened over many years in Oshkosh is, so what council can do is take a deep dive, look into the redundancies within our city government, and then tell the city manager, we don't believe this is there, and since we hold the purse strings, we're not going to fund that.
Eight candidates are on the February 17th primary ballot. The top six will go to the April 7th ballot, where three people will be elected to the Oshkosh Common Council. To learn more about Lenz and hear the full interview with him, see our story at WISS.FM. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year has an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake and then fled to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court this week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. He was trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. However, with no one there to argue the case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after pleading no contest to obstructing an officer. He also paid $30,000 in restitution, split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin DNR for the 58 days that they searched the lake for him. The DOT's February law of the month is to see and be seen. Melissa Kay reports.
State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility.
It's also important to remember that headlights should be white or amber without decorative covers. Six people died in snowmobile crashes in Wisconsin so far this year, and the DNR says alcohol is often a factor and is urging riders to wait until they're done for the day before they start drinking. During the upcoming Sled Safe weekend, wardens will patrol trails, share safety tips, and watch for impaired riders. Officials say slowing down and staying on marked trails can save lives. No ice is safe ice. We hear it all the time from the DNR. Now the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is echoing the refrain. A 23-year-old man was trying to walk across the Fox River in Oshkosh this week when he broke through the ice. He was able to get out of the water and get to shore, where he called 911. A passerby who saw him struggling also called 911. The man got assistance from law enforcement and first responders and thankfully was not injured. Again, no ice is 100% safe, especially if there's a current like in the Fox River. A couple universities in the Wisconsin system have some big plans now that the State Building Commission has approved $206 million to be used statewide. At UW-Milwaukee, some of that money will go toward fixing water leak seals at Chapman Hall. Meanwhile, $137.5 million is earmarked for the renovation of Polk Library at UW-Oshkosh. The commission also approved funding for some improvements at Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which serves patients and inmates statewide. A city in northeast Wisconsin will impound your car if police suspect reckless driving. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports from Green Bay.
The new rule allows officers to impound vehicles while issuing tickets or making arrests related to reckless driving. Under a new Wisconsin law, the police department would have to determine if the impounded vehicle is stolen and return it to its owner if possible. If not stolen, the owner would have to pay to get the impounded vehicle back. After passing the council last night, the new ordinance goes into effect immediately.
The new ordinance passed the Green Bay Common Council this month and goes into effect immediately. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks have a new player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks did not trade Giannis, but they did add one new player in a three-way trade. He's Usman Jang, a 6'9" forward who grew up in France, spent the last four seasons with the Thunder. The Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Super Bowl is Sunday at 5:30 on NBC. Patriots quarterback Drake May injured his right shoulder in the AFC Championship, had an illness last weekend.
You know, like I said, I'm not trying to lie to you guys. I'm saying I'm feeling great. You know, I'm feeling great and looking forward to get out there, out here today. You know, another day of practice. You know, got one tomorrow and, you know, feeling pretty good.
Seattle is back again at the Super Bowl. I spoke to Jerron Reed, who played for the Packers 3 years ago and is excited to be back with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think it'll be amazing, man. I think we deserve that. Our fans deserve that. Seattle deserves that for us to be able to bring the trophy back home.
At Seahawks defensive tackle Jerron Reed from Super Bowl 60 with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some big changes today. It is going to be a lot colder, so bundle up. A few flurries, mostly cloudy this morning. The sun will come out this afternoon, but temperatures in the 30s this morning will drop through the day into the mid to upper teens by later afternoon. One above tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.